pass the bucket and the bucket go out and go downstairs somewhere, right? The bucket should be passed and it should come here. Yeah. And then we should count what's in the bucket right here. And after we get the count in the bucket, and we got two or three people who say, yes, that's the count, then we announce right here, this offering was $100 or $1,000 or $1 million, whatever it was. Huh? Yeah. Now, I didn't say that to accuse anybody downstairs of stealing. I don't have any evidence that the people down there, when they count, they steal. But I said that only to let you know that we have to make it safer. That's all I'm saying that for. We have to make it easier and safer and easier. So, and proper. It's improper to take people's money and then don't tell them how much you took. Yeah. Whenever you take a collection, you should tell the people it was such and such, down to the penny and 94 cents. That's right. That's the way you're supposed to do. And we'll never get respect until we do things that way. Now, I don't know if Brother Treasurer, Secretary, I insist upon calling him Secretary Treasurer, huh? Because I know he got secretaries, but I want him to know that I'm putting all the responsibility on him. If he got a secretary, that's his responsibility. He's going to answer to me. Is Secretary Treasurer Hawk here? If he is, if he'd come forward here. Yes, here he is, right here. All right. Now, here's what I'm suggesting for here. And if you back me, this is what we're going to have. But the Secretary Treasurer Hawk should handle contributions coming from males. There should be sisters handling contributions coming from females. And when both were collected, the sisters let us know how much they collected. Same data is collected, at the same time it's collected. And Brother Treasurer Hawk let us know how much was collected. So we have the brothers, so much from Brother Treasurer Hawk, and so much from Sister so-and-so. Now I know a sister, she just lived a little bit too high fashion for me. But I tell you one thing, she won't steal from us. And I'm going to ask her to come out here right now, Sister Hafiza. And I want her to be a secretary with Brother Treasurer Hawk. Is Sister Hafiza? Sister Hafiza was a secretary, a personal secretary for Army Elijah Muhammad for a long time. In my dealings with her, I found her to be truthful. She doesn't have money wrong. And I found Brother Treasurer Hawk in my dealings with him to be truthful. And there's another sister, Dr. Salam's wife. Is she here, Sister Salam? If Sister Salam is here, would she stand? Sister Salam, would you come out here, please? Here she is, she's coming. Here's another sister who's been in the community for a long time. And she's another sister, I believe, that we can trust. So if the two sisters would work with the Treasurer Hawk and in the Secretary Department, and they collect the contribution from the sisters and Brother Treasurer Hawk and an assistant with him will collect the contribution from the brothers, and we will hear both their accounts. They are not to mix their business or mix their funds. Then after the count is given, then we'll have the records made and filed. Is this acceptable to all of you? All right. Okay, let's see your hands. Those that like this, very good, all right. Okay, very good. So we have almost 100% support for this. Can't be anything but success. Now, don't you all let any of these trustworthy people count no money behind no door or anything. All right? Make them keep the door open when they count. Make them count where everybody can see the count, you know? If any accountant's gonna be in a vault, they got to put the vault out here. Let them bring the vault out here and count. That'll be all right. Really, the counting should be done right up here. That's the best way. The money is brought forward, and don't, when you come in, don't give your contributions at the window. It should be given right here inside, you see? And we'll say, we'll have a time. If it's 15 minutes after opening or an hour after opening, there'll be a time to take collection. And we take collection right in here. And everybody, make that collection. If you bring it as a money order or something, it's much better. If you bring it as cash, that's okay. But the cash, all of us gonna have to be washing the bucket, right? All right. Everybody has to be washing the bucket. Now, I don't want to see that bucket go down like this. I want that bucket all the time up like this. Hold up. And the people that put money in the bucket, I want them to have to reach up and put it in the bucket. And if the bucket ever go down like that, the person that's holding that bucket gonna have to get another position. We put in those buckets come right up here, and we count what's in those buckets. We give the people the count. It's recorded by the secretary, and we make progress. Okay. Okay, so I hope your sisters will have a good time. I think they'll enjoy that. They like that kind of work. Thank you very much. So you start cleaning off one table. Somebody come along and tell you there's another table got to be cleaned off. That's right. And you're right. He's Brother Daniel, huh? Yeah, he's right. He's right. Okay, we're going to get to it, too. Now, another problem have been the ministry, or the imam board. Here at number two, you know how many imams you need? Me, that's all. If you didn't see me nothing once a month, you wouldn't need any other imam. But we enjoy, I like to come out myself. I've said this and I'll say it again. I like to come out myself and listen to imam teach. I enjoy it. So we like to enjoy imam. So just to satisfy, just for the sake of having our spiritual life fed as much as we want it fed, not that we're going to become deficient in any way. So, telling you, I can keep your health and welfare. Once a month. One time a month will do it. But to help us out here, we got Sheikh Shabazz. I know there's been a lot of complaints against Sheikh Shabazz for years. But he just can't. He's too slow. He's not lively enough. He's not this. He's not that. But I've watched him for about 30 years. And I know he can liven up when there's a need to liven up. When the demand is there, he knows how to take care of it. And when you weigh them all, I think Sheikh Shabazz still deserves the respect and the honor from us of Sheikh Shabazz. That's why we call him Shake.
Right. Because he's been shaking for a long time. He is a shake.
Now, the imams who are qualified to help us realize that we are here to serve Allah, truth, and the good of our people. And I don't want you to think when I say our people, I mean color. I mean whoever wants to be right. I don't care what color you are. We here to serve our people, who are good people, well-meaning people. Now, if we have good imams who can do a good job, I hate to use first resurrection language on you, big fields are waiting. The wide awake man. So you get busy and raise the dead by the thousand. It didn't say come here, a big employment or a big check is waiting, the wide awake man. Said a big field is waiting, the wide awake. Get on out there in that field and do your thing and make sure that your thing agrees with my thing and we will make some progress. So we got good imams, but they just shouldn't sit around here and look for a check every week. Or for people who are giving their welfare check so that the big imam will have a check. We can't have no country like that. Don't you know a country can't survive like that? Welfare people paying professional people to stay on the job. In a religious community, professional people should donate some of their time. If they are professional people, they're supposed to be qualified to make more money than me and you. So they're qualified to make enough money to take care of their family and their needs and have a little luxury and still have a few hours in the week to donate to us. Yeah. And let me tell you something else. The day you let a brainy person take control of this community, that'll be the day you be finished. I'm telling you. Unless Allah gives a new life and new spirit to these brainy people in this society, they just don't have the integrity. They don't have the sense to treat people as people supposed to be treated. Book say, blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor. That doesn't only mean those that don't have the dollars. It means those who are poor in understanding. Blessed are the poor in knowledge as well as in currency. When I know I don't have it all, I can walk and relate to my people and respect people and because I know I don't have it all. But you let some of these people get a few PhDs and whatnot behind their name, they think that nobody knows anything but them. I'm not talking about all of them, but a lot of them are this way. A majority are like this. They see you and never seen you before, don't know your name, don't know anything about you. But see you for the first time, you open your mouth to them, they ignore you. Like they shut up your mouth, you don't have no sense. They don't know you might have more letters behind your name than they got. Well, I got all the PhDs and all the LLD, everything that you need here. We are building a new world. A new community. We don't need anybody with blueprints of their own. We don't need anybody with theories or applications of their own. We need people who are willing to come on our new job and get an assignment from us.
That's all we need. We don't need anybody coming here with programs and plans and telling us how to run this. Find out what we want. You're coming into a new field. You didn't build it, you didn't make it, you didn't design it, you had nothing to do with it. You just heard about it and came to see what it was. So when you come here, let us find out first what are we doing. And when you find out what we're doing, then say, I have qualifications or experience in this area. I would like to help you out, and I think I can contribute this and that and this and that to what you're doing. I'm not going to stay on this too long because I want to talk to you on a subject. A lot of our people, I'm talking about those we have presently here, are innocent. They just don't know what we want. And then a lot of you are guilty. You know what we want, and you want to destroy it. You want to weaken it and destroy it. I was told that someone asked my wife that this front should be available to all of us. How come you were just out here selling things? Everybody should be able to come out here and sell things. That's wrong. Sister Shirley Muhammad, and not because she's my wife. But as long as she's my wife, she can't do any different. She doesn't take one penny that she collects or is made. Not one penny. All of it goes in the account. She spends a day working. All the sisters spend a day. Some of them spend more time than she spends because she's my wife. I just can't have her. My phone is a constant job. Just answering my phone is a job for an 8-hour job. No, all night, no day job. All right, so I just can't have them. I have to threaten her sometimes. I say, girl, you want another woman to come in this house? Yeah, I tell her, too. I tell her. I say, look, if you don't want another woman to come in this house, you better be in here. So I give her a flying papers, not a walking thing. We have to put this job above ourselves. It's above me, it's above you, it's above all of us. So I want to tell people that think like that, that this is no free-for-all thing we have here. We are not bringing people together, tracking them with the truth, with the word of the ministry, to get a lot of people here so all of us can suck on their blood. That's not what this is all about. All these people here, they ain't gonna make all the money. You're a wicked person thinking like that. You see money. You don't see the mission. Ain't nobody supposed to get any money from these people that come here unless it's us. And when I say us, I mean the community. The whole community. How much I'm going to get off of it. If you want to make a business deal, let's talk a business deal. And if a business deal look good, maybe we'll go for it. But don't come here think you got the opportunity just to start a business here. Flea market been operating for months. I'm told no rent's paid, nothing's paid. Money is made, but nothing comes to us. Now, how long can we keep something going on like that? But if you go and stop it, oh, that was wrong. Put that sister out. That's a good sister. Good sister, but she's making money off a property that belongs to the community, and nothing is coming into the community. Everything's going out. We have to pay bills. We can't have people with welfare checks and hard jobs. Some of you working two jobs, donating your hard-earned money and your welfare checks so that somebody will be able to operate in a business without paying anything. No, we can't have that. And nobody should even come to us in such a way that make us think that they expect us to do something like that. Don't you know if you wasn't dealing with a civilized man like me, there'd be blood in Chicago on the south side near the lake? I'm telling you, there'd be blood running in the street. But because I'm a civilized man, not only a civilized man, I'm a man that loves all of you sinners. I want to see all of you saved if possible. I tolerate and let a lot of things just go and go and go. But don't let me lose respect and the patience. You start acting like you deserve that kind of thing, then you make me hate you. That's right. Don't be that way. We're having a 3 or 4 day observance of the Independence Day. Okay, now what do we have? Everybody want to make some money. And some of them want to make money for themselves, not for us. For themselves. Selfish. A picnic. Everybody come through so-and-so. From now on, don't go to any picnic unless you take your own basket, which is don't buy nothing from nobody. Take your own basket from your house. Don't pay a ticket for a ride or nothing. A picnic is supposed to be something to bring people together in a family spirit. I want to taste Sister So-and-so's carrot pie. I want to taste Brother So-and-so's chili. You see? I want to taste Sister Betty's hamburger. And your roast barbecued hot dogs. You see? And Sister So-and-so baked beans. And the potato salad that the Sister Kalima makes so nice. You see? Well, if everybody bring their own, when we get out there and everybody just share each other's baskets, put all the baskets on the table, and everybody eat free food, man, I'm telling you, that will really be a picnic. Those that didn't bring no basket, we have to give them some wings. Some hamburger buns that were left over. Yeah, that's the way you do that. Now, if we know them to be people that just don't have it, need help, well, with our hearts, I know we'll carry a sandwich, give us that. I know we'll treat people right. You see, but we don't want to treat that crook right. To straighten out a crook, you're going to have to bend it. That's right, if it's bent, you're going to have to bend it to make it straight, right? Well, if people come to you crooked, you got to lay some fine iron on them. Now, don't nobody interpret that and say, I said, pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. I'm not saying that. I'm not giving anybody a license to go out and pick up some physical iron and lay it on somebody or some physical fire. I just mean you have to give them their own medicine. You have to stop them. Let them know that they ain't gonna live off of us like fleas on a dog or crabs on something. Got to get on off. And the way you keep things like that off is keep yourself clean. Right? Yeah. You want to keep things like that off you, just keep yourself clean. You find a lot of ticks and crabs and things like that on something, that thing is nasty. Now, if we have to lose our properties, our physical properties, I don't believe, we don't have to lose them. But if the society is that crooked that they'll take advantage of our weak position and take our properties, then we can rise again. We can rise again. And when we rise, we won't be so nice to those people that were so bad to us. Now, and we don't have to rise financially. The greatest strength there is divine strength. You get hundreds and thousands of people believing right, the crooks can have all the material wealth, but they don't have the power. I'm asking the ministers, who are regional ministers, the imams now they're called, the regional imams, and those who are over big congregations like Newark area, and there are a few others like Oakland, San Francisco area. I'm asking them to come in this week. We're going to sit down, and we're going to see what can we do right away to put this whole community in order as it's supposed to be. Now, to do that, we're going to have strong commitment in writing as well as with the mouth from those persons who are representing this community here and elsewhere. And we are going to have a willingness on the part of those people under those representatives to support the world community's leadership. They are going to have to support it, and when it's wrong, they are going to have to rise up and make a voice. Raise your hand and say, this is wrong. It takes strong people to support strong leadership. If you be weak, you ain't gonna have nothing but weak leadership from now on. So let us be strong behind right leadership, and let us be strong against wrong leadership. Don't take the law in your own hands. Say the imam is wrong, I'm going to get a pistol and blow him out of the masjid. No, don't do that. If he's wrong, if you can't vote him out, if you know he's wrong, if you think he got some kind of powerful influence or threat over the people, go to the intelligence department, go to police intelligence department, go to the FBI, go to CIA, go to the president if you have to, until you get somebody to listen to your legitimate complaint. But don't come up with a false complaint. Don't come up with a selfish complaint. You're just jealous of the man's position. No, but if these people try to take this religion out of the order that we have it in, or if they try to turn the community away from the direction we are carrying it in, if they try to corrupt it with dope, alcohol, prostitution, etc., gambling, stand up and contest. Stand up and protest. If your protest won't be heard, go to any department, go to the intelligence department of this country and tell the people what is happening and get some results. I'd rather be dead than to see this community corrupted, taken advantage of, and all of these good Muslims. I know many of you are good Muslims. You don't want no reefers. You don't want narcotics. You don't want alcohol. You don't want prostitution. You don't want no hooligan gang ruling the neighborhood. You want a human life. Now, before I see it taken away from us, I will be dead and be happily dead. I'd rather be dead than to see that taken away from us. We work too hard for it. What do you think all this preaching is for? For years, I've been out of doors, out of my father's house, forced to go to the Caucasians, forced to go to the American people, asking them for jobs, no jobs, because they didn't want to give no jobs to no Wallace D. Muhammad. Had to change my name to Wallace Delaney to get a job. Get a job, still can't make it. They found out he was an artist sooner than lost that job. Went for years like that. Finally, I was able to get a little job under Delaney, establish a record for a long enough time under Delaney that Delaney got me a job. I did pretty good. Allah blessed me to do pretty good. Family calling me crazy. I'm telling you, my own brothers and sisters calling me crazy. Laughing at me, telling people that Wallace walking around, no shoes, holes on in his shoes, a beard, he's just a bum, you know? I'm not all my family members, but some of them were saying these things. Close family members. All right? I suffered physically, mentally, and spiritually to bring you where you are today. And Allah made it possible through the teachings that Master Farad left here and through the teachings that I gained outside of that. Allah made it possible for me to bring you to where you are today. Do you think now I can sacrifice all this and walk away and say, let the thieves, let the corruptors have it? No, I will die here. I will be burned alive before I give it up. You should take a lesson from the example that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and myself have set. Master Farad Muhammad came here a stranger from another country. He worked here for about 3 years and built up a community, gave it design, and left. Didn't come back for a dime. The man didn't want money. He wanted a job done. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad headed the Nation of Islam, as it was called then, for over 40 years. Most of the days, he didn't even go out of his house. He was a prisoner. We saw him every day, week in, week out, for years and years. We know that the man wasn't doing nothing but getting up, doing his work, going back to bed, getting up again, doing his work, going back to bed, 7 days a week throughout the year. In the late years of his life, he used a strategy like Solomon. According to the corrupt pages of the Bible, like Solomon, he used a strategy that ruined him. I know a lot of you don't like to hear this, but it's just the plain truth. He used a strategy that ruined him. He saw the infiltration. He knew he was up against problems. So what did he do? He used the rule of divide and conquer. He would put this officer against that officer. This official against that official. He would play one against the other. He would put sisters in position and play the sisters against the brothers. So he began to use these strategies to try to stay above the water, to try to make it. He used everything to try to make it. He didn't trust sisters. He would bring them in as a wife to bind them to him. So he would know what they are doing. Fred didn't let the woman marry. She married. She get a man. The man might be an infiltrator. You see? So he took her, my wife. So most of his secretaries, he took them on as wives. Not so much because he was lusting for any woman, but to protect what he was doing. Now, you've never known these things. You've never understood all these things. But in time, I hope to give you everything that you should have. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he went away in his own words, leaving a destroyed record. I'm giving you his words to me. He said, son, the record is destroyed. That's his words to me. What did he mean by that? Son, I taught these people for almost 40 years or more not to drink, not to smoke, not to gamble, not to lie, not to fornicate, not to commit adultery, not to eat certain foods. And here I am. I've got Saul. I got women here. That's not my wife. Not my legal wife. I got children. That's not legal children, according to the law. Not even Islamic law. Because Islamic law requires that every marriage is done openly, no secret. You see? And you can't take on a second without the permission of the first. So he knew I knew this. He knew I knew that law anyway. And he was telling me, son, I'm not giving you any excuses. I'm not defending myself. My record is broke. My record is destroyed. He said, I remember recall now, better his words. He said, our good record is destroyed. Our good record. And it was a good record. You who were here in the 50s, you who were here in the early days, you know that we had a good record. We called the white people devils, but we treated each other nice inside these walls. Inside the walls of 53rd, 43rd, 53rd, and even beyond that, on Wentworth and other places, we treated people nice on the inside, as long as they were nice themselves. The only one who would get treated bad would be one who just come in there to beat somebody up or make trouble. But everybody was treated nice. People in the community shared. Any poor person was suffering, announcement was made. We took up collection right away. That poor person got help. Occasionally there was fruit brought to the temple and people shared it. So those without fruit would have a chance to eat some fruit. You know, some people are so poor, they can't buy an apple, they can't buy grapes. Those things are expensive. But I remember the days of Elijah Muhammad that we had the spirit of sharing. We had respect for each other. We were a strong brotherhood, even though we were under the wrong concept. That was law. Sin and corruption came in, and all that was law. But all praise is due to Allah. We have survived it. Allah blessed us with enough good people to survive it. And we are back on the job, and I'm telling you that there's just one person that's right. If he stay on the job, he will overcome the whole world that's wrong in time. Yeah. I know what they say, oh, they killed Malcolm. They killed Dr. King. They didn't kill anybody until Allah allowed it. They couldn't have killed Malcolm unless Allah allowed it. They couldn't have killed King unless Allah allowed it. They couldn't have hurt the record of Elijah Muhammad unless Allah allowed it. Now let me tell you something. This is a new day. A new day. And I don't think they have a gun that can kill me. And when I say that, I mean, I don't think they have anything to use against me. When Allah is through with me, then he'll have me disposed in the way that he chooses. And I accept whatever way that'll be. But I want to let you know that I don't think Allah is through with me. I got an assignment today. I haven't carried it all out yet. Go back and say he said he's a prophet. He got a revelation. God gave him assignment to carry out today. Understand the scripture. God gave the mother of Moses and the mother of Jesus assignment. but we don't call them prophets. God guides whom he please. Dear beloved Muslims, I'm going to do all in my power to save this masjid, the Pioneers Building, Salam Restaurant, the National House, and all of our precious pieces of property. I'm going to do all I can. Now, I guarantee you that I've already been given assurance that I will have the money to take care of this, to save it. I've been given assurance that the money will come to save it in time. But I don't know what kinds of things may be done to block it. You can have your money. That don't mean it'll be received. So we're going to try to get the money in. We're going to try to do it. The only way they can stop it is to just be outrageously crooked. All right, if they do that, they will suffer the consequences for their own crookedness. As they are going to suffer the consequences for the crookedness they've been guilty of already, they're going to suffer that. We've had officials in an important position. They didn't come to me and say, Imam, our buildings are in position to be taken by taxes. They didn't come to me and say that. They told me taxes haven't been paid. Taxes are due. So I said we have to do something right away to pay those taxes. Sell farms. We sold a plane. We sold farms. We got money. I thought the money was paying the taxes. I knew we were paying payroll taxes and other taxes and property taxes. Okay, so I'm thinking the taxes are being paid. I'm thinking that we at least safe. We are making progress and getting rid of this. All of a sudden, I get a message from an outsider. Say, if I was you, I would look at the tax situation. Allah bless us with this. So I demanded to see the tax situation. And do you know what I get? All of these properties are up to be sold for taxes. We only have about 2 months or more to save them. Now, whose fault is that? I hope they don't think that I'm going to sit here and keep quiet and be blamed for this. No. The fault is on those who knew the situation and didn't tell us about it. That's what the fault is. That's all right. We forgive you. Go on about your business. We forgive you. We're going to try to save this community and we see what happens after this. I'm not putting my finger on any particular person. Because all of them that had that information and didn't give it, wasn't alarmed by the situation. Look here, they wouldn't have to come to me. A situation like that, if they couldn't get to me, they should run to you. Brothers and sisters, we're about to lose the Pioneer Building, we're about to lose the National House. Let's take up a collection, let's do this, let's do that. We have people here who will give their homes, they will give their life. There's no excuse for these people. Now, I hear the same conditions exist almost everywhere. So we know we can't blame an individual for it. It's the conspiracy. You can't blame an individual for it. It's too big for an individual to be responsible for all this. I hope the ex-president Richard Nixon is not behind this. I know he was a crooked man. I hope he's not behind this. Whoever's behind it, I'm gonna tell you, you don't know what I know. Allah knocked the foundation off from under you before you know it. And they'll go down saying, it was just a coincidence. Allah didn't do this. There's no God. Nevertheless, they'll go down. So I've been given assurance. Plus, we have a million and almost half, 1 million, close to $400,000 in a special account that doesn't belong to the world community of Islam. But I'm the trustee.